It's a reflection of something that's happening across the country, principally driven by a significant number of exonerations, nearly 140 so far, of prisoners on death row in various states, largely because of DNA testing. The introduction of new scientific evidence has shown that a lot of these men are innocent. In Texas, specifically, there's a case of a man who was convicted and executed several years ago for an arson attack on his own home, which killed his three young daughters. That case, although it hasn't, it isn't specifically a DNA issue, it is a scientific issue. The whole body of evidence against him has been thrown into serious doubt by reinvestigation, and it may turn out that this is the first case in which it can be proven that an innocent man was executed.
So how are these anti-death penalty activists making their feelings felt there?
The demand principally now is for a moratorium. It's partly because of the arson case I've just talked about, but in Texas alone, in Dallas County alone, there have been 24 exonerations of people serving long prison sentences through DNA testing. Various groups are now coming forward. There's a group called the Innocence Project, which has been at the forefront of the scientific investigations. They are working with some attorney generals and others. But really what we're seeing is a change in attitude amongst the Texas public in some cases. District attorneys report that the juries are now more reluctant to impose death sentences. They'd rather go for life without parole. District attorneys themselves are less likely to pursue it, partly because they don't want the political and financial costs of failing to secure it, but also because they themselves are seeing that within their jurisdictions there have been innocent people freed, not necessarily from death row, but from prison for other crimes. And I think there's just a shaking of confidence overall.
And this issue is particularly in focus in Texas this week, isn't it?
Yes, there are three executions in Texas over 3 days this week. Texas still executes nearly half of all the people executed in the United States. And whilst none of these three cases is really in doubt, at least in the minds of prosecutors and groups like the Innocence Project, I think the scale of the killings, the state-sanctioned killings in Texas, adds to the pressure on the state to call a halt.
And do you think there's a realistic prospect in the foreseeable future of a change in this law, or will it take longer than that?
No, I don't think anybody foresees in Texas an end to the death penalty or any of the states in the South. But what I do think is that two things are possibly on the cards. One is a change in the way that the judiciary handles it. It's an elected judiciary in Texas, and there's a feeling that because it's highly politicized and because judges actually run on a platform of being pro-death penalty, that has done a lot to undermine the judicial checks and balances against the miscarriage of justice. That's now under scrutiny. And I think that whilst we probably wouldn't see a moratorium in Texas anytime soon, there'll probably be a greater willingness to revisit cases, to put executions on hold, although not necessarily with this governor, Rick Perry, who's come out fighting on behalf of the death penalty.